This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Avalos, A-V-A-L-O-S, first name Ernesto, E-R-N-E-S-T-O. The date of birth, June 27, 1963. Date of evaluation, March 17, 2026. The chief complaint, 63-year-old Hispanic male who is seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for cataract surgery, period. The the patient is noted as a 63-year-old male who was anticipated to have cataract surgery approximately 5 days earlier, period. He was found to have abnormal EKG, period. He was subsequently referred for evaluation, period. He has had no chest pain or palpitations. He has had no dyspnea, period. Past medical history includes 1, diabetes, type 2, next number hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number PAD. Past surgical history, amputation of the toes bilaterally. The patient further has history of stage 3A chronic kidney disease. He has diabetic peripheral neuropathy associated with type 2 diabetes, period. He has history of transmetatarsal amputation of the feet bilaterally, period. The medications. Famotidine, 20 milligrams BID, lisinopril, 20 milligrams one daily, metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, aspirin, 81 milligrams daily, insulin glargine, 14 units daily, amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily, hydrocortisone, 2.5% cream applied topically, BID, loratadine, i.e. Claritin, 10 milligram tablets once daily, PRN allergies, acetaminophen, 500 milligrams, take 1 to 2 tablets every 6 hours, PRN, diclofenac sodium, Voltaren, applied 2 grams topically, PID. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother died with diabetes, father also died with diabetes, social history, he denies drug use, he denies cigarette smoking, he has prior history of alcohol use, but stated that he has not used alcohol in 4 to 5 years, period. The review of systems, constitutional, he reports occasional night sweats. Oral cavity, he has dentures, neck, he has stiffness and decreased range of motion. Musculoskeletal, he has joint pains. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 152/80, pulse 81, respiratory rate 16. Height 67.6 inches, weight 173 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The oral cavity significant for upper and lower dentures. The lower extremities reveal bilateral amputation, period. The ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 75 beats per minute. There is evidence of old and fearful myocardial infarction. There is right bundle branch. There is right bundle branch block, period. Evidence of right ventricular hypertrophy, period. The impression, this is a 63-year-old Hispanic male who has multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease. He has history of diabetes, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and PAD, period. He apparently was found to have an abnormal EKG demonstrating right bundle branch block and a fascicular block, period. The patient, it was subsequently referred for evaluation. Current EKG reveals right bundle branch block, old inferior wall myocardial infarction, possible RVH, period. The patient has PAD, period. He has abnormal EKG. He has diabetes, hypertension, and cataracts, period. The plan will pursue workup for evaluation of ischemia. He requires echocardiogram and nuclear stress test, period. He has significant PAD and would benefit from aspirin and Xarelto, period. I have ordered enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams one daily, Xarelto, 2.5 milligrams BID number 180, Lipitor, 40 milligram HS number 90, period. I will see him in follow-up in 1 month. Time, Dr. Rollins and Ferguson.